Hello, welcome to Healthy Trends, your alternative radio on the mind, body, and spirit. And thanks for tuning in again to AdviceRadio.com. I am your host, Romel Axibal. I have invited again a gentleman who was with us, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago. His name is Farmer Steve, to delve more into a little bit more into the organic farming environment and the environment, because he's pretty much involved in that as well. So let's welcome Farmer Steve back to our show. Welcome again, Steve, to Healthy Trends.
Hi, Romel. Thanks for having me on Healthy Trends.
Oh, anytime. And I love to talk to you about popcorn. It's getting popular. Could you tell me then what's wrong with the popcorn we're eating now? Maybe I can call it the mainstream popcorn, if there's such a thing.
Well, the mainstream popcorn, I'll call it the conventionally grown and produced popcorn.
Uh-huh.
There's a gigantic difference between what's conventionally grown and what you get with organic.
Mm-hmm.
Conventionally grown popcorn is grown with chemical fertilizers.
Okay, that's a big number one there.
Yeah. And with all of the things we need to keep in mind is the soil, the water quality, the air quality, the health of the farm workers. So when you're using chemical fertilizers and weed-killing herbicides and fumigating crops, there's exposures to the air, to the water, to the soil, and to the workers.
Mm.
With organic, you avoid all those issues. We use no, in organic production of popcorn, we use no chemical fertilizers, no weed-killing herbicides, and we don't fumigate the popcorn after the harvest. So it actually makes the farming more difficult because we don't have the easy, quick spray to fight the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other methods, for example, cultivating the field, kind of the old-fashioned way, which would be just, say, pre-World War II, era where you would use mechanical cultivation to take care of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that the final product, when it's conventionally grown, you can get a lot of chemicals coming along with your package of popcorn at the grocery store. And in fact, non-organically grown popcorn is listed as one of the top 10 contaminated foods in the U.S. And it's interesting that not many people know about this, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration each year goes out to the grocery stores and picks up food that everyone would typically buy,
mm-hmm.
and they analyze the food for contaminants that can be in there. This data is up on the FDA website for anyone to look at. Of course, it came to my attention a couple of years back when they announced that popcorn was one of the most contaminated foods out there.
Mm.
So when you look at those results, what you see in the popcorn is things like pesticides showing up in the finished product that you get off the shelf at the grocery store.
Mm.
Things like malathione and lindane and even you know, PCBs are showing up in popcorn. And things like benzene and toluene and xylene, those are components of gasoline showing up in popcorn. So we're very happy to produce organically where we don't use those chemicals, and so in the production, not only in the growing, but in the processing of the popcorn, we avoid contact with those kind of chemicals in the crop.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I heard it right. You're saying popcorn right now has the most pesticide in all the foods that's available out there?
Well, it's not the number one. It's in the top 10.
Okay, but still, right?
Yeah. So in the top 10 of persistent chemical residues,
mm-hmm.
and on our website, farmersteve.com,
mm-hmm.
we have a link to the FDA website. If people are interested in this, it makes it easy to pop right into the FDA website and see what foods are there. And you know, basically every food you can think of is there, and you can scan through it and see what they found.
Okay, and that'll be a good resource.